Good morning. Good morning. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's good to be with you this morning from down in a wet and soggy part of Texas. We are looking forward to a great program. We've got some guests calling in, and it's going to be an exciting time. It's amazing sometimes as a ministry, we're Trumpet Ministries, the ministry that we have. We don't play a trumpet, but we sound a warning. The Hebrew watchman on the wall had a responsibility, and that was, if he saw danger coming, to sound a warning. If the people listened, the blood was not on their hands. But if the people didn't listen, then the blood was on their hands. So I'm here to share a message with you this morning. We're going to talk about some things. And, as an evangelist, I've had the opportunity to win souls. Everybody that's ever come to the Lord in this ministry has come through Jesus Christ. It didn't come because of something I did, but it's been amazing that I've had that opportunity, and I've had the joy of baptizing people, and I've had the message that's shared is never changed. It's always the same. As an American, I look at my heritage. I look at last week we talked about the Constitution. We talked about the Bill of Rights. Our founding fathers hold them in deep regard in this nation. The Constitution, like I said, the Bill of Rights. And, as a Christian, we've got a responsibility. And I think sometimes the church has said, well, we'll just leave it in God's hands. We won't do anything. And as a church, we need to be doing some things. And I'm excited about what God's doing and what he's going to do in this program this morning.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's exciting to be back with you. You know, one thing that really bothers me is that many Christians, many Christian brothers, use Christianity as an excuse for apathy. Now, we talked about apathy, and we talked about the apathy of the church, and somehow we think we can be isolated back in our buildings and not stand up and be counted for. You know, we wonder why Christianity is on the demise. Well, what we've done is put it inside of walls instead of out on the street where it belongs. We need to be, you know, somebody walks up to you and says, are you a Christian? You say, oh, glory to God, I'm one, and aren't you? And get excited about what God is doing. You know, folks, we are the last line of defense. But sometimes I think the secular world has more reverence and more excitement about about our nation than we do. And as Christians, you know, we are, our citizenship is in heaven. But boy, I tell you, we need to start doing something down here. This thing is falling apart fast. And you know, the reason that we need to stand up and be counted is not to try to stop all this stuff that's going on, but to have more time to win souls. There's one objective we have as Christians, and that is to win souls. We are His disciples, and we're out here to win souls. So, you know, the preservation of liberty and independence should concern every American, whether a Christian or not. And Christians of all people should be first to fight for America's historic principles. It was our Christian forebears that that carved this land of liberty out of the wilderness of persecution. And boy, I tell you, Christians are getting persecuted again. We're having a lot of it go on. There's an article in San Francisco, in the paper in San Francisco, just bashing Christians, talking about, you know, and it's amazing. Every other religion can get its day in court, but Christianity is being bashed day in and day out, and folks, we've just stood by and let this happen. I've written a book, and it's available to you on my website, www.trumpetmen.org. And this book talks about the seven signs of the last days. And I just want to read a couple things to you from that book. And just the introduction, just a few things, and we're going to talk about the signs today. We're going to have some guests on. We're going to just look at things like the executive orders, the NAFTA highways, a lot of things that are going on right now, the Amero dollar that is emerging, a new currency, and so we're going to talk about a lot of things. The Watchman has a responsibility, and that's to warn the people. One of the reasons I wrote this book and put it together was to make you aware of the events of our day. And these events point to the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Our intent in bringing attention to the circumstances of the world is not to turn your focus to these circumstances. Don't put your eyes on that, folks. Or even so much as to prepare you in advance to deal with them as they arise. You know, in Psalms it talks about God makes a space for us, that there's a place. And so we need to be close to Him, close to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But our prayer is that you would know that time is short. Now is the hour to turn away from the world and place your entire faith, trust, and hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope is that the unbeliever who reads these pages will see that nature, science, and world events testify to God as Creator. And the Bible is His unfailing word. Our hope is that younger Christians will be encouraged to further study God's word and to more diligently watch, to be prepared, and to soberly pray. It's our hope that all Christians will be refreshed to once again see just how precisely accurate God's word testifies to our present day. And I say that as you read this booklet, you see God's hand in creation from the first day to the present hour. From there, recognize the very same loving hand reaching into your life with keen interest and selfless love. It will do you no good to study this booklet, learning how much attention God has directed to every detail of His creation, if you don't at the same time recognize that He has as much interest in you as a precious life within His creation. God's not an indifferent creator who created this, His universe, He created us, and He's not going to move on, leaving us to fend for ourselves. He sees every detail. Yes, friend, you're much more than a lost detail. Indeed, for you, He sent His Son, Jesus, to save with His own shed blood. And so we talk about that, and we talk about sin, we need a light in a sin-sick world, and Jesus Christ is that light in the sin-sick world. I talked to drug addicts and prayed for a man last night, and just desperate for some way to change his life, some way to get a hold of something, and the only thing I could offer him was Jesus Christ. 12 steps is not going to do it. Programs are not going to do it. It's Jesus Christ, and that's all that's going to be to stand in the way between him and destruction. So they said the way's narrow, and it is. We talk about the signs of nature. I talk about earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences and diseases. And one of the greatest examples that God gave us was Mount St. Helens. People talk about, that was a ways back. It was May the 18th, 1980, and 1,300 feet of that mountain, the top of that mountain, blew off. That mountain was reduced just in a matter of minutes by 1,300 feet. 3/8 of a cubic mile, or 3/4 of the landslide material, flowed down into the Toutle River. It's amazing. The mud flow eroded a canyon system up to 140 feet deep in the headwaters of the North Fork of the Toutle River. Scientists expect that a canyon like this should develop slowly over thousands or millions of years. Isn't it amazing that God, in a matter of minutes, carved out a canyon that was a replica of the Grand Canyon? It's a 1/40th scale model of the real Grand Canyon. Geologists, want to claim that the little creeks and this type of thing that flow would carve a canyon. But this canyon was not there, and it was carved in a matter of minutes. It's amazing. In the bottom of this pristine lake that was there, peat began to form. In a matter of days, peat formed, and the first stages of coal formed in the bottom of the lake. But it takes millions of years to form coal. This can't be. And yet there it was. On the floor of the lake were a whole forest of trees planted. It's amazing. Here was a forest like the petrified forest in Yellowstone Park. That forest, that forest of old, the big yellow and blue signs that say that these trees are millions of years old, no, they were planted there by the flood. There's no root structures for them. And it's amazing that the trees, the rings in those trees prior to the flood, there was no season, so there was no growth rings. It's amazing. But on the floor of this lake there at Mount St. Helens is a forest. Dr. Harold Coffin investigated. He was looking at the floating mass of logs and this type of thing, and he discovered as the trees got waterlogged and plant themselves upright, the root sides being the heaviest, they sink down to the bottom, and you got a whole forest on the bottom of that lake. Evolutionists say, well, this is an old Earth, and all of that. I get a kick. You know, you got to have a lot of faith to be an evolutionist. I'm going to tell you something. To think that somehow a little primordial soup life was formed. By the way, they haven't been able to recreate that. They've done all kinds of things. They've taken the stuff, put it there, tried to shock it, tried to heat it, tried to cool it, tried to do all kinds of things, and they can't form life. Isn't that amazing? Only God could do that. Well, in the beginning, God created. There's other things like the shrinking sun. Hey, did you know the sun's getting smaller? It's amazing. The sun's sinking about, or shrinking about 5 feet. About 5 feet each hour. And, hey, if you turned that around, and the scientists say, well, a man appeared on the earth about 70,000 years ago. So let's increase the sun in size, 5 feet an hour. Back 70,000 years, you know what you'd have? You'd have crispy critters. You know, it's amazing. I hear the music coming again, and so we're going into a commercial time. But we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders in just a few minutes. Stay with us. God bless.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And I believe we've got John on the phone from Tennessee. John, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Praise God.
I'm sitting down here
in Texas, and I'm just wondering about this, about Dean coming in.
Well, I don't know. We've had it pretty dry here in Tennessee. It's been up near 100 for about a week and a half. Anyway, Carl, I thought I'd call in early this morning. I know you have guests, so I won't take a lot of time. I was listening to a CD that you sent me, The Man Who Ran From God.
Yes.
And in that CD, you asked a question that I had been asking myself. Do you have a calling? Excuse me. Do you have a calling on your life? What has God called you to do? I think, Carl, part of the problem is that there's a lot of Christians that have been, and I don't want to sound critical because I'm not. I'm really concerned. There's a lot of people that have been bought with a price that are content to be saved, to be redeemed, and that's where they're happy. We've got to do. You want to be happy? Start doing something for the Lord. I mean that'll do something for you. And to me, Carl, I asked you. I think the first time we talked, you know, that I had asked the Lord, well, now that you're showing me these things, what do you want me to do with them? And if you'll go to the Lord asking him what he wants you to do for him, he'll tell you. He'll give you a calling. He's more than happy to have you working for him. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen. Yeah.
And I tell you, Carl, I'm running into a little bit of difficulty even in the church. Because in my church in particular and in churches all over this country, Christians have been lulled into a sleep, I believe, and we've got to do so. If we want to do what God would have in store for us to do, then we've got to wake the church up. I don't know if it's something that is entirely in his control, if this is a time where Christians are supposed to be I don't know how to even put it into words. Is this what he wants?
You know, it's amazing, John.
You understand what I'm asking?
Meetings, it's easy to serve God without a call in your life. And, you know, we've got a lot of people serving God, but they don't know him. And
right.
They said in the churches, they come Sunday for their hour. Many churches are down to just 1 hour of service now a week. They don't want to interfere with the programs on TV as the stomach turns and all the stuff that comes on Sunday afternoon. But we end up with people giving 1 hour a week to God, and then they're impatient to get out so that they can get to the buffet and all this kind of stuff. And you know, it's amazing. So we've got people serving God but not knowing him, and we turn the work of the church, the things that need to be done, the souls that need to be reached, we we turn that over to others. We turn them over to paid professionals. And, you know, it's amazing. Jesus talked about the hireling, the guy that's there just because he's paid to be there. And, you know, if you haven't got a calling, a heart for reaching out for souls, you know, it's easy to serve God.
It may make you happy.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is just, you know, bite into a persimmon every once in a while so you look like one of them Christians.
Well,
learn a little bit of Christianese and this type of thing, and all of a sudden people think you are one. And but when you're sold out to Jesus Christ, brother, when God puts that call on your life, it's like kicking against the goats. You can't function without doing what He's called you to do. And
Carl, if He has really performed a miracle in your life, like I know He has in mine. I mean, if He is the answer to, I'd be dead now. There's not a doubt in my mind, the life I was living, I'd be dead.
Right.
So if He has literally caused my life to do a 180 and taken things away from me that I didn't think I could live without, and He did it instantaneously, if he's that awesome of a God, then how can I sit back? Or how can any Christian, and like I said, I'm not doing this in judgment, I'm doing this to try and stir some people up. How can any Christian be content and go to church on Sunday, sit down till Wednesday, go to church on Wednesday, and sit down till Sunday? How can you really have what He's talking about having if you can have it for 2 or 3 hours in a week? And basically see the world around you as a word picture, standing in the middle of an interstate with their blindfold on, trying to cross the interstate, and not go trying to get them out of the middle of the road or to keep them from falling off the abyss. I mean, how do we do this in our heads if we're really His kids? How do we do it? I don't believe we can. I mean,
I don't believe we can either, brother. And boy, I'll tell you. You know, when Nehemiah decided to go and rebuild the city, the walls of Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and here was a man who was had a burden, a prayer, and a plan. He was sold out. He was going to go and do what God had called him to do. He made he headed out. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you look, I believe it's in chapter 3 of Nehemiah, you see the people that fell in behind him. If we're sold out to Jesus Christ, if we're doing what He's called us to do, there will be people fall in behind you and say, man, I want a piece of this. And, well, the music's coming. Hang on, John. We'll be back right after the commercial. God bless you. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
God bless you. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we're back from the commercial break. And is John still on the phone?
I am.
John, it's amazing. We talk about the apathy of the church, the apathy of Christians, and somehow we've chucked our brains at the door someplace and are not, we are created in God's image. And, I think sometimes we somehow just turn into robots. I don't know what's going on.
I think, Carl, I think part of what it is, you know, we've been told for so many years, and it's true, we're, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to study God's Word and to understand the Bible to the best of our ability and let the Holy Spirit guide us and study to show ourselves approved. But we leave it at that. We don't consider that. You know, and I've asked it before. I've said it before on your program. I believe, who taught the teachers? And the answer is, any truth, and it's simple, but to me it's profound, any truth has got to come from God. It can't come from anyone else other than God, because He is truth. So when we study to show ourselves approved, yeah, we look in God's Word. But when we look at the news and when we read our history books, don't take it as 100% truth. I mean, go into it, dig into it, research it. We've got the internet that opens up vast libraries, university libraries. It opens up government documents. Get into it and see if what you've been taught is true. And you know what? You'll find out most of it isn't. Most of it you've been lied to. So in order to understand what's going on, we've got to study history. We've got to study politics. We've got to study world events. And sometimes it's hard. And sometimes you'll come to, you're in a rabbit hole looking for an answer. And while you're down there, you'll find something that you really didn't want to find. But it's true. And that will take you somewhere else.
Boy, that's a fact, John. Praise God.
So your paradigms are constantly shifting. If you're really going to try and do honor to what God tells you to do, I mean, if... For everything that God has, it's true. Satan has developed a lie. and he will fool people. And we've got people in our media and in our newspapers and in our colleges and in our government, believe it or not, even in our government, that are some pretty evil folks. And if they can lead you straight to hell, that's what they'll do. Whether they're doing it intentionally or not, I can't talk to a man's heart. But I can tell you his actions, many of them, and I'm not talking just about the president. I'm talking about your representatives and your police chiefs and your sheriffs. Many of them have very bad intentions. And we've got to understand. And we're not, I don't believe, Carl, we're meant to just say to submit to authority. We hear so many times, render unto Caesar, just sit back. It's all in God's hands. It is.
Well, I think it's, people take scripture out of context, but,
we're supposed to stand against evil. You know, yeah. We're supposed to, God even asked us, who will stand with me? Yeah. Well, what's the use in standing if there's no battle? Why stand up?
Well, that's amazing, John. I wrote an article called The Sleep on Church. The church is fast asleep. Satan's rock in the cradle. In this little book that I have, The Seven Signs, I talk about the signs of nature and some facts that somehow have slipped through the crack. And I want to talk about a couple of those right now. Hang on, we'll probably get another guest on there. But, we talk about the global warming. Well, it's amazing. Fluorocarbons, molecules, weigh from 4 to 8 times as much as air. So how do they get into the upper layers of the atmosphere, 10 to 25 miles above the Earth? That's a question, isn't it? They weigh 4 times what air weighs. Scientists believe that the chlorides from CFCs are the culprits destroying the ozone. How then do we explain the chloride is being created by seawater evaporation at an estimated rate of 600 million tons per year? And Mount Erebus in the Antarctica has been producing 1,000 tons of chloride daily since 1972. That volcano alone releases 50 times more chloride annually than the entire year's production of CFCs. And it's located 6 miles upward of McMurdo Sound. Isn't that amazing? How do we explain the results of a 10-year study concluded in 1985 by the National Cancer Institute that showed the amount of ultraviolet B reaching the Earth actually decreased an average of 0.7% per year? And why do experts of the dangers of CFC and other doomsday scenarios begin with "experts predict," based on current trends, but fail to justify them with any facts? The media scientists warning us of global warming. And listen, get this. These are the same people who 25 years ago were warning us of an impending ice age. Boy, I'll tell you. It's amazing when you look at it. The data measuring and what scientists are doing, they come up with whatever is politically correct at the time. This global warming thing's making a lot of money, brother. But nobody's addressing the fact that we're modifying weather with the HARP project. The government's playing around with this blue beam and all of the things that are going on. And so in our book, we talk about this, and I just wanted to throw that out. And just a few things that were kind of nagging at me. I get tired of the global warming thing, who can explain the droughts in one area and the flooding in other areas? Well, I think we've been messing with the jet stream. We've been messing with the atmosphere. We know that that has been done. You got any comment on that, John? This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and I'm excited about what God is doing. So, John, are you still there? Okay. There's evidence all over the place that God that God created, God's grand design. We look at the law of energy and entropy. It's amazing. The evolutionists would have you believe that if you throw a bunch of bolts and nuts and parts and a can of gold spray paint in your washing machine and let it run long enough, you can pull out a gold watch. You know, that's what they're trying to say. But, it's amazing. Evolutionists, you got to have a lot of faith to be an evolutionist. Do you know, there's a lot of talk about the Iceman from the Stone Age right now. And in Vienna, the carbon dating test, this is the oldest thing they've got. And he's about 5,400 years old, well within the time of when God created. And so people say, well, you're crazy to believe in creation. No, I'm believing in something that's right. But isn't it amazing all the evidence there is for divine creation? But yet people still, you know what evolution? Evolution is a foundation philosophy for the New World Order. It's amazing that Karl Marx and these people were at one time. Karl Marx was a Christian. And then all of a sudden, he moved into, he studied philosophy and this type of thing, and read Charlie Darwin's book, and became a God-hating atheist and wanted to destroy Christianity. And so it's amazing. Well, we talk a lot about the signs of nature, and we also talk about the signs of a society that's gone completely wild. Do you ever think about what God must be thinking about a nation that has aborted 50 million babies? Late-term abortion and this type of thing, but aborted 50 million babies. Do you think God could just wink at that and turn his eyes away from what's going on? In my book, I talk about the signs of society. And government-funded experiments with aborted babies. It's amazing. We're aborting babies in the sixth and ninth month, the third trimester. And I don't want to talk a lot about that, but the uses, the collagen substance found in the connective tissues of a baby is worth money. We put it in shampoos and lotions and hand and face creams. If you look at the jar of face cream you're using, if it doesn't say bovine collagen, then it's coming from babies. So take a look at that. It's amazing. Well, is abortion murder? The Bible says thou shalt not kill, but is abortion murder? Well, let's take a look at the facts. A heartbeat can be detected 18 to 25 days from conception. Brain waves can be recorded at 40 days. At 11 to 12 weeks, all body systems are complete. So it's not a blob, folks. It's not something that just doesn't count. It's real. At 12 weeks, the baby is nearly 1 ounce and about 3 inches long. In 18 to 25 days, this baby is pumping its own blood, not the mother's blood. It is a separate human being. Leviticus 17:11 says, "The Lord said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The Lord hates the shedding of innocent blood." And those babies are innocent. Proverbs 6:16-17. I was leading evangelist here a while back, and I won't name him, but he said abortion's not a big issue. Because we don't know when human life begins. Well, he hadn't read his Bible. He said, "I knew you before you were formed in the womb." He said he knew us before we were formed in the womb. One thing I want to say, if you've been involved in abortion, God forgives, and he'll forgive you. It's amazing. a society that's renamed everything. It's changed everything. Murders and suicides at the highest level it could ever be. It's amazing the suicide rate that we've got in Iraq now amongst our troops. They aren't publicizing that. By the way, what you see on CNN, Communist News Network, and HBO, that's Hell's Best Offer, and Cinemax, 10 to the Max, and all this kind of stuff, is politically correct. It's not going to be news. It's not going to be the truth. They are told what they're going to put out. NBC, CBS, ABC, all of these people, they're going to do what's politically correct. And if you're watching that Babylonian idiot box all the time, you're watching subliminal advertising. You're being told what's correct. So I just want to tell you,
hey, Brother Carr,
there's some
there?
Good things you can do with the television. You can take the set out and throw it away and put paper down inside the cabinet and put some fertile eggs in there and a little heat lamp and hatch out some chickens. They'll run back and forth in there, and there won't be no sin or nudity or anything else. It'll just be little chickens. So that's my solution for what you're seeing on that Babylonian idiot box. We're a nation that in 1963 took prayer out of the schools. Within 10 years, we had abortion on demand, and we had homosexuality recognized as an alternate lifestyle. No, folks, God calls it a sin. We look at the results of taking prayer out of the school. Sexually transmitted diseases has gone off the chart. Our young people. The premarital sex has gone just off the charts. Violent crime. What a way ahead of population growth. And divorce rates. Prayer taken out in 63, and all of a sudden we end up with divorce rates among Christians is as high as divorce rates amongst the secular world. There's one thing that has come down, though, since 63, and that was the SAT scores, the SAT scores. No matter what they do, no matter how they twist the numbers and make the tests easier, the SAT scores are down. There's 20 other nations that will give your child a better education than you can get here in the United States. Schools, 4 out of 5 young people in high schools are being exposed to drugs. Isn't that amazing? You send your kids to school. Well, we're going to talk about also the signs of technology, and you've heard me talk about this before, some of the things that are going on. Voice print analysis, they know what you're saying. They can even change the words that you're saying in your conversation. People have their cell phones, and they run out behind their car so they can talk to somebody. Listen, they know where you're at within 5 feet of where you're at if you have a cell phone. All new cell phones have a chip that is a digital chip that transmits your location, whether your cell phone's on or off. So technology is all around us. You lay on the couch with your 3 remotes on your chest, and you do everything from remotes. If we put a frog in a pan of water and start heating the water up, hey, that frog is going to scald to death before he jumps out of the water, and that's what we have going on today. And so it's amazing. So we have surveillance devices. Hey, do you ever think about how many cameras are on intersections, how many cameras? We had a young man up in New York that went down, he ran a red light, and they sent through the mail the picture of that young man, and there was he was in the church van. And he had run the red light, and they sent him the ticket that he needed to pay. So, it's amazing the amount of surveillance they have on you. Laser listening devices, I can bounce a laser off of a window from 2 blocks away, and I can listen to every conversation inside of that room. You can't hide, folks. Isn't that amazing? The DNA, all the DNA stuff that's going on, good and bad in the DNA thing. Well, here comes the music, and I'm sure we've got another guest on after the music is gone. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. God bless you, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome you back to Republic Broadcasting Network, the program Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And I'd like to, we got a couple more guests waiting in the wings, so I want to give you the website and the book that I'm reading from, the book Warning from the Watchman is covers the seven signs, and you can get that through our website at www.trumpetmin.org, and we'll be glad to send it to you. And it has a lot of the documentation and the facts as to how all these things have happened. And so we've got a good friend of mine on the line right now. His name is Heath Goodman, and we're going to talk about his website, but we're going to talk about Heath. He's written some things for me, but he's a good brother in the Lord, and he's out of Atlanta. And Atlanta, Georgia, and Heath, are you there with me?
Hey, Carl. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can, brother.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We've been talking about a lot of things, and one of the things that we talked about is signs of nature and signs of society and the things that are going on. We talk about the signs of technology and just some interesting things that are going on. But I think as we look at the move to a one-world government, the move to a new world order, boy, it's on the fast track, brother.
Yeah, you're right. I believe that there's so many signs out there that are pointing that direction. But right now, I think the thing that we see right now that is on the forefront is the waves of the sea roaring in the financial markets, as you know.
Let's talk a little bit about that, Heath. What is it that it would take to bring the United States into a new world order situation? And, back years ago in the 90s, we talked about there's no way that you could to make us a third world country, to bring us into a new world order, except to break the back of the economy. And so what do you see happening in the economy right now?
Well, of course, you don't have to see very far. You just have to read the headline. There's so many things going on, Carl, Brother Carl, that it's everything that I read is more confirming that we are very close to some major things happening in our world. And I believe that the number one thing that these new worlders and this whole I don't know if it's just the plot of man, but it's the plot of Satan also, that to bring the world into a very chaotic moment. And I believe it's the beginning of sorrows that Jesus talked about.
Heath, we got the music coming in the background. We got a commercial. Hang on, and we'll be right back. We've also got Bob waiting in the wings, and we'll bring him on, too, in just a little bit.
Okay.